Quiero agradecer al profesor Guedes de participar con nosotras al workshop del laboratorio de Cinqué. Y quería presentaros a estos arquitectos que va a tener una larga trayectoria, y no solo una larga trayectoria, pero una larga trayectoria en la cual va a vivir de verdad uno de los momentos fundamentales de la historia de la arquitectura. Va a tener una larga trayectoria porque va a vivir en muchos lugares en el mundo, y esta va a ser la ocasión también de conocer arquitectas que en aquel momento estaban cambiando la manera de ver el mundo. Va a tener experiencia en Mozambique, que es una colonia de Portugal. Después va a estudiar a Anglaterra, va a trabajar en Portugal, pero uno de los aspectos más relevantes, también que va a participar, aquello que va a ser el Team Ten, que va a ser uno de los grupos de arquitectas que van a comenzar a cuestionar el tema de la arquitectura moderna. Aquest any tenim de verdad una gran oportunidad y espero que els estudiants que tenen aquest professor puedan aprovechar de hacer el workshop amb Amancio Guedes, que ahora os presentará el curso presentando alguna de las seves obras. Gracias.
Hello, thank you for your words. I wonder where one puts on the lights and puts the lights off so he doesn't talk in the dark. Apparently there's Fuss's class and Brandão's class have come together for this talk. What I'm going to talk about is one of the architectures I make, one particular architecture which leads up to the building that I've brought to discuss. The building is just a conceptual idea, a first project for a foundation for a friend of mine who is a painter, and it's a foundation in the bush. I've classified the architectures that I make into 25 different architectures, which I make simultaneously one with another. That is, if you work in an environment where there is an awful lot of work and no architects, or very few architects, because there are many kinds of architects. The Portuguese government took architects from schools and then they entered the government service and some of them went off to the colonies to work. Others stayed in Portugal where there was limited work and very different work from the work that you find in Europe. The work in Europe is for institutions, for speculators, for banks, and in Africa it is for missionaries, for various churches competing with each other, again for banks, but banks in immense expansions. I lived in a town called Lourenço Marques, which is now called Maputo, after the Portuguese army had revolted against the government and handed over to a small group of liberators who were very influenced by the Portuguese Communist Party, and where they thought Marxist-Leninists. It was a big shambles, and just at that moment I found my liberation as well. The professor, the head of the School of Architecture in Johannesburg, had died. They'd fumbled looking for a professor, and then they decided to ask me. So I became an instant professor and head of the school in Johannesburg. It was actually the school where I had studied architecture and which I was often called to come and visit. So I spent 15 years as head of the school and senior professor, running the school and changing the school until I retired and came to Portugal to other schools. Portuguese schools are a bit of a shambles, dominated by groups of people which change very often, except in Porto that never changes. Porto remains very much the same until one day it will have a big change. Now, what I'm going to show you, the redondos. Imagine if you are working and living with another culture, a culture for which basically space is circular. The houses, most of them lived in, or their grandparents lived in, if they in the country, are round. Then the crawls are round. The crawls have an arrangement. If there was a blackboard, I would draw on it. The crawls center round where the richness of the tribe or of the crawl is. The wealth of the crawl is cows. Cows are the exchange means. They are the euro of that society. The crawl where the cows is also where the people from the crawl die, the elders are buried, and then the houses are round that crawl and they fall circular. Hence, that's my connection to round buildings reinterpreted in a number of ways that I'm going to show you. And the graphics is the graphics I made for a recent publication. Now, the first of the buildings I'm going to show you is an axonometric for a shopping center for Soweto. It's a building supply shop where various firms come to sell windows, paints, all the materials you need for construction, like a shopping center for all those things that the people can come. And it's got one tower, which is a bank which makes loans for the people, small loans for the people to be able to make arrangements for the payment of the material. That is a model. Unfortunately, it wasn't built. Eventually, the people who were providing the land did not agree with the people who wanted to develop it, and I'd made a very nice model, which unfortunately I haven't got anymore. The bank was a very simple building, a tower which was like a pointer to the... Then there was, at the time, a competition for a house for Schenkel, and I very much like those competitions. This one was a competition which Japan Architect had established for Joan Sterling to be the single jury of the competition. So this Sterling had written a story about the competition which was very interesting. It was the relationship between the master architect and his disciple. So Schenkel asks the disciple to design a house, and I wrote a story about it, quite a long story about the relationship. And then some young Austrian architects who were teaching in Berkeley saw the story, and they published the story in a little newspaper that they had. And somehow that story traveled to Japan again. And in the story, I mentioned that the people who restored the Schenkel house were the Smithsons. So the Japan architect editors wrote to the Smithsons asking to be allowed to publish the restoration of the house. So everything became a big joke and fictitious compared to the reality of magazines. It was quite a wonderful time. Here are various drawings of the plans, the sections, and an axonometric of how the building relates to the site, and another axonometric. Then my daughter, who was then running the children's section for a private television company in South Africa, met up with Brent, and his wife, and they were trying to run a circus school or make a circus school for street children. Brent was an Afrikaner who was also a street child who'd been picked up by an acrobat at Cape Town, and had become a circus person, who then traveled to France and worked for the Cirque du Soleil, then went to America. Eventually, he met up with this girl and they started working together. She was the daughter of a quite well-known family in Paris of accountants who've gone to the best school of accountancy in France and had given up this for the life in the circus. They now operate out of Cape Town. They live near Cape Town. They run a children's circus for sick children, which has become very successful in South Africa. The very young babies, they have two beautiful little daughters who are also acrobats in the circus. And whenever they need money, one of them goes out and does some performance and makes enough money to run the circus. We were trying to make a circus village and hoping that someone... The drawings come very faded. I don't quite know why. That's a little bit better. The village of the buildings, in a way it was an idea that one would build the circus village ourselves with the students and with friends by getting donations of materials and putting it together. Well, it's been a long, long time and we haven't managed to pull the village together and build it. But it was a very nice idea. All we needed was a little money. I just show you the library because a circus school is terribly dependent on the library. The library contains a number of film cassettes that shows how people train, how they do their various adventures, and they constantly consulting this, and also the biographies of various other members. And the library works on a spiral which then surfaces in other projects. Now there's a house. There's a young South African who's gone to live in America. He's come back and he wants to build a house and he's beginning to buy old buildings in the periphery of Johannesburg and speculating and restoring them. Small blocks of apartments, single houses, shops. He's moving very fast. He goes and sees some architects, but architects in South Africa don't like to do houses. Houses, you need lots of designs, lots of drawings, and they very time consuming. So they suggest he comes to see me, and I have a very good time designing the house. We set the house up on site ourselves. He wants to start building. a section through the house. It's essentially made out of concrete. The model of the house with the roof terrace, various other views, high up on a very steep incline on a mountain with the cloud wall. I like the idea of the cloud wall, and when this didn't get built, I built it in our property at Telgaria in Portugal. You can see that the building tampers with scales. It's got a two-floor side and a single-floor side. Then another house for a Portuguese foreman in a building firm. He's got a very small site that he's bought and he wants a house. By the way, the previous client, things go wrong with him. He finds himself going bankrupt. His partner commits suicide and he runs away without paying for the project and takes the model with him. But fortunately, I'd made some photographs and been a professor at a university and having a salary, you can cope with that, which is much more difficult if you are working as a professional. Here are the designs for the house. I think we should, maybe it's bad. Too many switches. Horrifying idea. Okay. Now it looks a lot better. Now the drawings come up. It's very nice to invert the drawings and make a graphic use. They're like little ghosts on the screen. So the ground plan, two cars in the porch or garage, then a big lounge, a dining room, and the kitchen, which works out onto the terrace. And then the upstairs with a suite and two other bedrooms. A section using the cheap standard English windows and a little drawing about the house and a model. I finished the design and then went to teach at UCLA for some time during a sabbatical and kept on writing to the people. But when I got back to Johannesburg, the clients just wanted a square house and we didn't build the house. I've now got a friend who wants to build this house for himself in Portugal. Let's see how that happens. It's another lot of drawings for the collection, because that's what architects really do. They make drawings, and the more drawings they make, the better it is for them. So you must all build big collections of drawings. other views. There's a Landvert coming up for some mysterious reason about Trend Micro Office Scan. Doesn't matter. The important thing is that I've kept the model. Then another design for another house, and it's for an elderly doctor, Dr. Wunsch, lives in a big house which he wants to sell, which connects to a garden, a rather narrow garden, as part of the property where he wants to build the house. It's a plot with trees and things, and he asks me to make a design, and that's the plot. Some of the all the black, and it's quite a steep site, so him and his wife have been collecting drawings by artists. They've got an immense collection of drawings and watercolors by artists, which over their lives they've bought. So the house uses the circulation as an art gallery through the house for these small sketches, conceptual sketches, little drawings, little watercolors. And it goes uphill. Every now and then you go up some steps or ramps to be with the site. Everything is happening very nicely, but his children are very scared of the changes in South Africa and want to take him to Australia. He's rather old, he's always lived there, and it's pretty traumatic for him to have to move to Australia. But eventually they take him to Australia and we don't build the house. Then I have a son who's briefly leaving in South Africa, and it's a time of great change, and he has a chap that works with him in the production of films, who's got a plot in Soweto, a very small plot in Soweto, and he's got a terrible plan to build a house from a draftsman in Soweto. So he asks me to make a design for the house, and I make this design. That's the upstairs, the main room, and then two other rooms for the children, and an axonometric of the house, and another model. These models are made in the university workshop. These wooden models, where we had two marvelous carpenters. Then that one gets built. It only needs the round roof on it. It's built in Soweto. Then the university, the science, the social department wants to build a youth center for one of the neighborhoods outside Johannesburg, and I'll make a number of sketches for them of ideas of a circle with a square patio, and then the final design with a little theater, a library, study rooms, a little place for the chap who looks after the place and cleans it, and the regulation parking required by the municipality. But we never managed to raise the money at university to build it. So I don't think it's ever got built. But with the chap, with Rapitsi, who's the chap that I built the house in Soweto, then he's got a family, a man and his wife with children in Soweto as well, who wants a house. So I've designed a house for him and variations of that house. And the sections, elevations, and the house. They also wanted a swimming bath, and then the little plot, there's a plunge pool where they can make a swimming bath. This one also got built. Now we come to something else. It's actually the project I've brought along, which has also been changed. I have a friend, Balangatana Gwenya Valente, who's Mozambique's most famous painter, who used to work first as the servant who picked up the balls that the young people, when they played tennis, left in the court. Then, in the best club in Lorenzo Box, he got promoted to serving at table, lunches and dinners, and eventually became the barman. And as a barman, he learned to speak English and he learned to speak social Portuguese and the manner in which Portuguese men speak to each other. Then I came across his paintings and asked them to be released from the club, and he came to work at our house and stayed with us and worked in a garage. And in 1 year he painted 150 paintings, one after the other, and then we organized an exhibition. Now this is a series of paintings which is called The Story of the Letter in the Hat. It's a story from the Caniso in Lorenzo Marquez. The Caniso is the reeds and tin town which surrounds the whole of the main concrete town where the whites used to live and where the government of Frelimo and the whites who remain live, and the rich Africans. But the Caniso, because of the war, has become very much bigger without any control except for the Dutch engineers, which made it rain to clear the lagoons which were where the mosquitoes bred, and those are drained into a valley. But the story of the letter in the hat, there is the wife still asleep and the husband is departing to his work, and he's carrying a letter to the lover of the wife. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Then in the evening, when the husband comes home, there is Louisa picking up the letter. Then during the night, whilst the husband's asleep, she writes a new letter to her lover. And when he finds this, he decides to kill himself by drinking DDT and leaving a letter to Louisa. Here is another painting of his. This is the Dentista Pequeno of 61. Malangatana was suffering from a big abscess, and he went and removed his tooth, and then right away made this painting of the procedure of the removal of the tooth, and a scene of witchcraft, which he painted round about the same time. Now, Malangatana has become very famous. He's exhibited in Eastern Europe during the good times in Eastern Europe. I mean the good times for the governments of Eastern Europe, not the people of Eastern Europe. And curiously enough, they paid people that they invited, they paid them in dollars and Deutsche Marks, which is quite extraordinary. So Malangatana is also the director of two banks in Mozambique. He is an ambassador for the Republic of Mozambique. He's also an ambassador for UNESCO. And he travels a great deal. This is his foundation that I've designed. It's an early site plan. This is a house which he's had designed by a Portuguese architect working in Mozambique. Zafir Jaj has done this house, which has cost too much money. Zafir Jaj has been very demanding and used very expensive material. And these are sketches for the foundation. The foundation is designed like a crawl. The museum is the big circle in the center, a circle of 30 meters and multi-story. Then there is an archival tower. There is two studios on that side, a workshop here, and the administration of the foundation at the other side. An early sketch of how spatially the interior would be And then the ground floor plan as a design for the working drawings. There's the foundation office and meeting rooms, the spiral tower, an auditorium, the cafe, the loos, the main exhibition area, the workshop, and the two studios fitting into the site. I'm now redesigning it and trying to do all sorts of other things which I've discussed with the owner, with Malangatana and his family. These are the two vents which are made in the image of the vents which are made as totem poles before in the house. The basement plan, which I'm now connecting to the workshop, the ground floor plan, and the upstairs plan with a very large three-storied space in the middle. The tower, the various sections, the more sections with this immense space, which I'm now redoing, enlarged. The elevations at the time, I thought I should take Adolf Loos' proposal for the house he designed in Paris for Josephine Baker in red and white stripes, in black and white stripes. I've given that up now. And I'll show you how I want to face the building. The building has a very big crocodile on the roof, a 25 meter crocodile, which is the totem of Malangatana. It is the Gwenya, is the totem animal of the Malangatana family. So he gets a 25 meter crocodile which moves his tail and the head at night, and it's got motor car spotlights at night which illuminates the bush, which is all enormous cashew nut trees. Now, In Lorenzo Marx, I made these calzada murals out of the stones, but kept the stones rough, which are polished, or nearly polished, in the Portuguese calçada. There is, in the Dragon Building, a mural with a dragon, which gives the apartment house its name, A Casa do Dragão. And the convergence of the whites into the blacks at the end of the dragon mural. This is quite early when I came to Lorenzo Marx, 1951-52. Then another mural for the cooperative, which is dependent on a sketch of Paul Klee, which is another one of the personalities that I feel very much involved in. And the mural realized in different kinds of textures of stone, red stone, gray stone, black stone, white stone. And here in color, and that's how I envisage facing the wall with designs. Other textures in stone with calçada and shards of stone. Oh, again, the connection. Now, one drawing of Paul Klee, the Dance of the Veil, is one drawing I've liked very much. Then I've this is the kitchen at Helgeria, and an enlarged reproduction of Klee's drawing. I paint in the kitchen now, and one painting on the drawing of Paul Klee, but he never painted this picture. I'm very interested in drawings of other artists that they'd never got round to painting. And I try and paint that, what they've done as a drawing, but not realized as a painting. Then another recent painting on a much larger scale of the same drawing, which has now been framed. And I think it is the end of the story.
Important, and I am
at the moment reading a book by Green, which actually deals, amidst other things, with something which happened at the beginning of last century, when Picasso came to Horta del Ebro, north of Girona, on the borders of Catalonia, where he'd been before, and where he made a number of paintings which are the real beginning of Cubism. And this book of Green deals very wonderfully with what happened and the hypothesis that have been put forward by people like Gertrude Stein, who together with her husband collected these paintings. They at one stage owned the factory and owned the reservoir and another painting, which they then exchanged, unfortunately, before Gertrude broke with their husband. And all this ties up with Le Corbusier, because Le Corbusier built Villa Garche for Gertrude Stein's brother at the time. Okay, what do you want to question me for? You must speak loudly because I'm a little bit left. You can ask anything that you like or that you don't like, especially if you don't like, because that makes for a good discussion. If you dislike, it's always duller. Shall I come a little closer? Down a couple of steps? Shall I come and sit next to you?
Em sentiu? No. Ara? Ara? Tampoc? Ara? Ara, però no? Hola. Ara, ara va. Sí.
I believe the book is problematic acoustically. The sound gets round into these little circles. They get mixed up, they make a soup of ideas. I've never seen a hall that is not handled this evening in the way that Alvar Aalto promised when he built the library in the 1930s. And he went to the Siam meeting that went from Marseille to Greece and became fairly well known. And he there himself made some golf pants. You know, the pants that you catch here when he came to the meeting. one person was so familiar with was Monica Pitchens, who was also in that trip. The Monica was suddenly Monica Pitchens.
I think that they are a little bit shocked about the circles architecture, because you know that now is the station that all the architecture is boxes. All the boxes, not circles.
Your
European
architect is boxes.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday my trip with the delightful taxidermy picture airport. Coming here, all the buildings that one, most of the buildings that one saw for industry were boxes. The offices were glass, where the people must have been very hot. The air conditioning, if the air conditioning broke down, and then the factories were boxes. Occasionally there would be a wonderful wood with arches and roofs of tiles which seemed to sit in the landscape very well. As little farms
Araba?
That is good.
I think it, yes, now it works.
But imagine that there are people in this world which live in round houses who have a circular concept of space instead of a rectangular square concept. And we used to have that concept for in prehistoric times.
I think actually it's very interesting to work on the circle, because the circle is not a specific direction. And it's quite different the way to think the architecture, because we have no one direction, and the idea of space is totally different. I imagine that it will be a very new experience, but as he's telling, it was an archetype, circle for the primitive, and after with a classic architecture, neoclassic architecture, and now it's out of fashion now.
That I think the legacy, for example, of the Mondrian painter is winning in instead of Paul Klee, for example. No, the paintings of I think that the contemporary architecture it has hereditated the legacy of the neoplasticism painters in general, Mondrian, etc., more than the expressionist or painters like Paul Klee or something, some other painters. No, and I don't know why. Maybe because neoplasticism is easier to build, or is basically easier even to copy. Because
incorporated certain elements out of the night
Yes, yes.
And that he was always under great strain to decide and to do anything. And he was very much connected with Dostra. He spent his adolescence during the war in Switzerland at the Polytechnic, and then after the war ran back and forth to Paris with Mrs. Dostra, who was selling things. Dostra had died, but he was selling things in Switzerland, where the few people had any money. Where is it not?
You get some questions during the workshops.
Yeah. Sí.
We can bring it to works.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Va, comencem, doncs, no? Heu començat a treballar, no? Sí, sí. Well, we respect that there will be the questions further in the next day or during the workshop.
Very good.
Thank you.